Storming the Castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
You know, when you talk about the Ravens, you have to talk playoffs because that's the expectations and beyond. The expectations at this point right now, Ed, is actually Super Bowl. So no one's really caring about what happens in the playoffs. Am I right?
That'd be correct because they've got to go deep in the playoffs. And anything short of a Super Bowl appearance, I think, is a disappointment for this team.
So when you talk about the AFC playoffs, or Super Bowl, I should say, it's always natural. You start off with the Chiefs because for those of you that already predicted their demise, keep in mind the team that they were game they were beaten in was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wasn't the first round of playoffs, wasn't divisional round. It was the Super Bowl. They went again.
I've been predicting their demise every year for the last 2 years.
I know. You saw them upset with each other on the sidelines, and I kept trying to tell you, dude, don't worry about that. They're the Chiefs.
You know, 1 year I'll be right. Because eventually they got to stop.
40-year-old Patrick Mahomes, he's done.
And they don't point. I told you. they were done.
So other than the Chiefs, who are the other AFC teams?
The Bills, mm-hmm. The Ravens.
That's it for me.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it for me.
I mean, not falling into that Charger trap anymore.
You're not?
No.
Really?
Well, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. You let them start off 4-0. Rob, I'm telling you, man. You start wearing that powder blue uniform again, yep. Jersey. And telling me how good they are. No, they're not. Even with Jim Harbaugh, there's a curse on that organization. They can't win. They're the Cubs. They're what the Cubs were at one point. You look at these stats. He completed 66% of his passes. Playoff. This is for the playoffs. 3,359 yards, 25 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, with a passer rate of 101.7. Then you have, in 8 games, he completed 61% of his passes for 1,753 yards, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions with a passer rate of 84.6. First stats, Josh Allen. Second stats belong to Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen by far is the better postseason quarterback.
Yeah.
We can sit and argue that Lamar should have won the MVP for the regular season, and I still say Lamar should have won the MVP for the regular season. But former defensive back, currently ESPN analyst Ryan Clark, had this to say about the two.
I do believe this is the year that one of those players gets to a Super Bowl. And if I'm being honest, I have more trust in Josh Allen. The reason I have more trust and Josh Allen is because I've seen him perform on the biggest stages, whether it's the AFC Championship, the divisional round in the playoffs, standing across from Patrick Mahomes. There was no difference in the way that those two quarterbacks led their team. Think back to last year on the Trent McDuffie fourth down blitz. Josh Allen gives Dalton Kincaid an opportunity to win that game. And so for me, Lamar Jackson has nothing to prove to me in the regular season, nothing to say to me or prove to me about being one of the greatest quarterbacks of this era, but he has to perform in the playoffs. And when you look at the way that both of these teams are constructed, they are built to win. But the quarterback that I trust most out of those two in the playoffs is Josh Allen.
What he said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he said.
Argue with it.
What he
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
You know, last year, everybody's talking to MVP. I kept saying, I'm so sick of talking to MVP. How about win a Super Bowl MVP? I'm so sick of it. What Ryan Clark echoed my sentiments. I got nothing else to say. Drop the mic. And you all can sit and argue it all you want.
This is the quickest way.
You can do it. Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
And the numbers suggest that Josh Allen is the better postseason quarterback.
You have more faith in it, and you just do. And the problem is, the longer this goes, the worse it's going to get, because everyone expects the Ravens to win the division. They may be 13-4, 12-5, whatever it is. They're going to have a good record again this year. It's a given. If they don't, I'd be shocked. But when you get to the postseason, everyone kind of just, you know, shakes their head and says, well, they're not good in the postseason. And that becomes your reality.
And that's why I'm so tired of people saying John Harbaugh has to win one. John Harbaugh has won one with a quarterback that wasn't as talented as Lamar.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh has won one. Give it to Ray Lewis. Give whoever you want the credit. You can always give players the credit for winning Super Bowls. How many did Andy Reid win before Patrick Mahomes? None.
None. Yeah.
But the bottom line is, no. John Harbaugh doesn't have to win one. He's got one. Lamar Jackson has to win one. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Check this out, right? I told my man, right? I said, I'm tired, man. I don't have it in me today. But I'm listening to you, right? Come on, Rob. Hey, let me get this out real fast.
Go ahead.
I heard him yesterday. I watched him on TV. I heard, man, hold on here. Hey, Rob, let me just look. Check this out. All right, who played better in the playoffs? If you ain't playing in the Super Bowl or win, they all on the same level to me. Lamar, Josh Allen, same level.
No, that's not the topic. Shiloh, that wasn't the topic. The topic was, if you watched it, who do you trust to get there? The topic started off as neither has been there before, but based on what you've seen, who do you trust to get there? That was the topic.
But let me finish though real fast, Rob. So look, can you hear me? Look, check this out. When y'all guys say, y'all like, let's say Pat Mahomes, I got to give y'all credit because he got the hardware, right? At the end of the day, and let me say this before you cut me off. Lamar ain't got the hardware and Josh Allen
okay,
got the
Shiloh,
hardware.
Okay, Shiloh, who do you trust to get there first? If you had to pick a quarterback and you didn't like either one of these guys, you didn't root for either one of these guys, in the postseason, who are you going to pick?
Man, I'm going with Lamar because
Because you like him and you cheer for him and he's your quarterback in Baltimore. Come on, man. Come on. I mean, Ed, you and I both are board members of the Lamar Jackson fan clubs.
Yeah.
Before a lot of these yahoos out here liked him.
Yeah.
But Ed.
I mean, I can't. I just can't.
Who are you going with?
I can't take him seriously.
You can't give me neither has the hardware. But that was part of the discussion.
Yeah.
Neither has the hardware. However, based on what they've done, who do you trust to get there?
Yeah.
That was the conversation. We know they don't have neither. That's why these two were brought in. They didn't bring Patrick Mahomes to the conversation. They brought the top two dogs that have no hardware.
Sucks the energy out of me.
Ed Towson, what's up, Ed?
Oh, my God. Woo! But, look.
He's concise. You got to give him that. He gets right to the point.
Yeah, there you go, dog. You got it. Look, real simple. You know, nobody knows who – I'm going to name a few of the Buffalo players, like Dalton Kincaid and a couple of those guys. Nobody knows who those guys are. Why? Because Josh Allen puts the game on his back. He doesn't throw – and he throws interceptions during the season, but when it gets to the big game – he's not throwing errant interceptions. He's running the ball as much as anybody else, but he's not putting the ball on the ground in impromptu situations.
Well, I'll say this, though. I hear what you're saying about you don't know these guys. You don't know these guys because you don't watch their team. Joe, where was Dalton Kincaid drafted?
Josh Allen has a first-round pick in Dalton Kincaid.
I mean, you don't know who these guys are because you don't cheer for the Buffalo Bills, but let's not act like these guys are nobodies. They're pretty good.